Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What up, baby?
You got a phone.
Man didn't have a phone, man.
Well, everyone's got a phone except until recently. Until recently, I've only heard of one grown-up who hasn't had a phone until recently.
And I know. Just imagine if we imagine if we were doing these promos for our show 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
My sister wouldn't even be able to.
She wouldn't. Right. What are you talking about? I don't have a phone. Driving around in her car. I got to have a phone.
MySpace.
Max
definitely had a MySpace account.
For my radio show in New York back in the day.
Jay, not 25 years ago.
Did you not have a MySpace?
I was in college.
You were in college? Of course he had a MySpace.
No. Jay gets it.
What year was my MySpace? Yeah, I was in college during MySpace.
Was it
05?
Four,
Max, know this? Huh. Jay gets any social media app that is created.
He's in the beta group.
I'm a lot younger than you guys. I'm in that demographic.
It has nothing to do with being younger.
I see the way you try to type on your phone, Key. I see you with the bifocals.
Key, Jay's in the beta group of MySpace. You know, he's like in that first test group.
But Jay swears that he's like so hip with the young 20-year-old crowd that he just like so in tune.
Could be the old dude in the club, Jay.
What do you guys need to know? I'm pretty young and hip.
Yeah. See,
well, you can tell by the way I said it.
Hip.
Hey, now everybody could be like Key in the club with the Bluetooth on. You know
definitely
what I mean?
Got the Bluetooth for
the blinking blue key. The blinking blue light. Can you hear me?
Hello?
The music is pumping in here.
I'm next to the speaker. Hold on.
Key, you know you've seen those dudes at the club. You're not one of those guys, but you know what I'm talking about. Oh, why you got the Bluetooth on?
Jay, did you ever have a beeper?
I had the Motorola two-way pager.
Okay.
Dog.
That's what I wanted to know.
He wanted to beam you from right here.
What? Let me hand you my complete laptop.
I'm going to beam you.
My joint.
Give me your number. I'm gonna beam you. I'm going to get up with you.
Let me carry this computer on my hip.
Get away from my table.
So look, I have arthritic pain on my left hip.
I thought yesterday was going to be a great day in Philly because I figured both teams were going to win. And the whole World Series game, I thought, Philly's got this. They're going to win. It just felt like, and they almost did, but the Astros made a lot of clutch plays. They won. But the football team, you know, look, no Brandon Cooks even. The Texans weren't going to win. But the Eagles handle business. Undefeated.
Is Brandon Cooks like that, Key? Is it like that? I keep hearing his name around, like trade rumors stuff. And then Max is like, well, I believe if he had Brandon Cooks, it would have been a different game.
No, a one-score game.
They
wouldn't have beat him. They still wouldn't have beat him.
I'm asking you, Key, is Brandon Cooks like that?
Yeah. Or he's a good productive player.
Okay.
All right. That's why a lot of teams wanted to try to get him. The problem was, though, is that he has an $18 million fully guaranteed year next year, 2023. And the Texans wanted, I believe, a 2 and a 4.
Okay.
And that's a lot,
pay the money.
Plus the $18 million.
I don't want to digress. So, I just wanted to ask you. Okay, go ahead.
You're not digressing. We're still talking about the game.
Yeah.
We're right here, Eagles-Texans.
So, as it turns out, the Eagles do win the game. What was the final score? 29-17. And I might as well tell you about the World Series, too. 3-2, Houston wins. A lot of defensive gems in that game. But at any rate, 29-17, Eagles win. And so they're still undefeated. They're 8-0. Now, in a 17-game season, that means at halftime of their next game, that will be the exact halfway point. In the old days, this would have been halfway to an undefeated season.
This is a halfway point, Max.
Sure. But no, they got nine more. Listen, their schedule is not exactly murderer's row. Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, how does it feel to be 8-0?
Yeah, it's just the next one. You know, at this particular point, being 8-0 is sweet, right? And, you know, it beats the alternative of being 7-1 or 6-2, right? And so we know that our goal wasn't to go 8-0. Our goal is to take one game at a time. And that's our goal. And so is it good? Is it good to be able to have this long weekend and sit at 8-0? Of course. But we know that we're going to get back to work on Monday and go attack this next game against Washington like we attacked this last game against Houston.
So they're 8-0, and there's one conversation that Rob Ninkovich has been having with everyone the last couple days about whether that's a good thing or not in terms of winning a Super Bowl. Can it become a distraction? Do you make decisions to retain your perfect record instead of keeping your eyes on the prize? But Jay brought up something earlier in the show, which people seem to really want to talk about, Jay.
I mean, people are coming at me. That's why I said, please come at me. Inform me. I just said that pound for pound, position for position.
There are people coming at you.
This is the most talented Eagles team of all time.
Certainly in the conversation.
Yeah,
so
talented doesn't mean that it needs to equate to winning a Super Bowl. Like, it doesn't mean best team. Best equates to winning, right, all the time. They still have to complete the deal to be the best team. But just talent-wise, you tell me a team that had more talent.
Key, when you think about both sides of the line of scrimmage, the backs, the receivers, the secondary, like, what level are they not excellent?
I'm trying to think. When you say of all time, since I've watched football and played football, I think this is probably the best Eagles team, even the ones that went to the Super Bowl and lost or the ones that went to the Super Bowl and won. The quarterback is on par with all of the quarterbacks. He's better than Nick Foles. He's on par with Donovan McNabb. The receivers, T.O., was obviously the best receiver, but these guys are on par as a group because that group outside of T.O. was hot garbage. The secondaries of those teams that I could think of, the Lito Shepherds, the Shelton Browns, the Bobby Taylors, the Blaine Bishops, Troy Vincents were good. Linebacking corps and the Levon Kirklands and companies were good. This team, yeah, because the receivers is the ones that the receiving group kicks them over the top. They didn't have two. They always had just one guy, and the one guy was just okay until they got T.O. Once they got T.O., everything completely changed.
Antoine in Michigan, I heard you have some words for me. What do you got?
That was very aggressive.
Yes.
Well, Keisha, because at first he didn't mention T.O., I was like, wait a minute, he forgot about T.O. And so...
I didn't mention him. I just mentioned him.
You did just now, but earlier you didn't.
Because outside of, I just wasn't thinking about T.O. That's all.
Right. Earlier you didn't mention him because I was listening to you all day. I love you, man. I love both. I love all
of
you.
I love me too.
And I listened to you and I was like, you didn't mention T.O. I was like, why are you coming on hard garbage? Wait a minute, hold on. You know,
I was hating. You know,
So Antoine, okay. do you agree with me? Are the Eagles right now? Is that the most talented Eagles team of all time?
They about neck and neck with the 2004 Eagles because the 2004 defense with Kirst and Simon, and you had Dehani Jones, Sheldon Brown, Lito. Those guys were shutting people down. No, they would shut people down. And the offensive line with John Runyon and Trey Thomas and them, they was, and Brian Westbrook, they was open up some holes.
Yeah, Westbrook was a problem. Key, one thing you say, obviously Jalen Hurts is better than Nick Foles. Really what you're comparing Jalen Hurts to, if you look at the Super Bowl Eagle team, is not just Nick Foles, but the combination of Wentz and Foles. Remember, Wentz was an MVP candidate when he got hurt, and then Foles took over and was clutch in all those games. So what Hurts now has to do is to keep doing what he's doing in the regular season, then he's going to have to make those big plays in the playoffs, right? Because what's behind Hurts, although they got a nice backup, for sure, but the improbability.
I hadn't seen Gardner Minshew underneath the center in 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Max.
The improbability of what Foles did makes it, you know, a big thing that they won that Super Bowl. All right. Jalen Hurts and Eagles were in the zone against the Texans last night. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Can the Packers still compete for the NFC North? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is no Jalen Hurts this year, of course, but can they compete in the NFC North? Thought you'd like that. Compete. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, not the ESPN app, and ESPN 2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Even though I asked for a mimosa with no orange juice, a little bit like this, they put the whole damn thing.
I was going to say, what's a mimosa with no orange juice?
Well, Key, let me ask you something.
Champagne.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN 2 are presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. This is the most talented Eagles team of all time. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Meantime, can the Packers come back in the NFC North? Sam Acho here to break it down.
Gotta see you with that royal blue on, baby. No socks. Just clean ankles, Key. He out here, baby.
Blind. Yo, what up, Sam?
What up, Key?
Passport, baby.
What's up, man? I didn't hear. What'd he say?
He's looking for a passport.
Looking for.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Wow. You look clean, man.
I can't believe I liked your book, Keyshawn. I can't believe I endorsed that book.
What's happening, man? Everything good? They say you looking clean. I think you looking clean too.
I appreciate it, brother.
Now you got to make sure though, on the back of the heel. You know, between the cracks, you got to get the oil.
Did we lotion the ankles?
No question. That's why that's you always say, where's Sam? You putting lotion on the ankles, man? Look.
Okay, just make sure.
Right, because you know,
there's a history of Dark Brothers. Ashy ankles on this show with Keith.
Dark Brothers, we get dry and it looks like we've been rolling around in flour.
Facts.
Like, wow. Are those
painted? Yeah, that's low-key what it is.
Are those painted socks?
Right. They're not.
Sam, the Eagles are 8-0 right now. Before we get to whether or not this is the most talented Eagles team ever, a question Jay posed, but let's not answer that yet. How much added pressure do you think it puts on them to be undefeated? We were talking about this on This Just In yesterday. Let's talk about it now.
To be undefeated for the whole regular season or just right now?
Game by game, as they stay undefeated, the pressure mounts. Like, what does that do?
It definitely builds and it definitely mounts, but I love hearing Jalen Hurts's response to all of this. I mean, he's definitely got not the typical response that you would expect, but a response that's actually perfectly suited for the way that they're playing. Hey, we don't care about the record on the outside or what people say on the outside. It's about what we do on the inside. And mind you, people were trying to write him off years ago from his rookie year. People had been trying to write him off. Now the success comes, all the noise comes. I think he does a great job of blocking it out. But I will say there is an added pressure when you keep on winning because people like us keep on talking about it. The best team ever. They don't need that. They just want to win a Super Bowl.
I just feel like this is a vehicle by the media as a former player that sets you up to fail.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, think about it. Like, oh, they don't have a strong schedule. They can't be the best team because they don't play anybody. Oh, okay. Or if they're not going to go undefeated, they're going to lose. And just because they lose a game doesn't matter, man. Like, this regular season, all it is are you playing your best when it matters the most, Acho? That if you're the Eagles, if you're Jalen Hurts, that's all you're focused on, playing better and better each day.
It shouldn't matter. I want to hear what Kia is saying, even Max, you too, Jay. I don't think being undefeated should even matter during the regular season. It should even be of course, it's everyone's goal, win every game, but it should not matter one iota. Nobody cares about the teams that are undefeated in the regular season that lose in the playoffs. Nobody talks about those teams outside of the fact that they lost. People talk about the teams that get hot when it matters and that make a run. Those teams are the dangerous teams. It does matter, but it shouldn't.
Well, I think you got to look at it a couple different ways. Sam, if you are a team that understand, like a coach. A coach has to understand the pulse of his team. And the teammates have to understand each other. And if you have a team that could withstand the heat and the pressure of going undefeated and getting to the Super Bowl and winning it, the New England Patriots went undefeated. They got to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants because it was a bad matchup. It wasn't that they lost focus. It wasn't that they didn't score points. It was just a bad matchup. When you had NASCAR in that defensive front going up against that offensive line, you're going to lose. And then when you flip back to the Indianapolis Colts, when they went undefeated up until a point where Tony Dungy made a decision at 14-0 to pull back his players and rest them up, and they walked into the Super Bowl and lost to the New Orleans Saints, it had nothing to do with them going 16-0 or 14-0 until then. It's just that it was a out-coached bad matchup for them in the Super Bowl. So I think if the Eagles and Nick Sirianni and company can get there and go undefeated, and he understands the pulse of that team, and they can go for it, go for it.
Yeah, right. It should be a reflection of how good you are. And the question is, do you start making decisions based on the undefeated record, not resting guys because you're still trying to win, stuff like that? That's a whole separate issue, but you would think that they're not going to do that. Time will tell. Antonio from Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and Sam Acho.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, the Eagles are not who we think they are. They have not played anybody. I'm talking about once they get to the playoffs, they're not battle tested. Somebody like the 49ers with that run game is going to punch them right in their mouth. They don't know what to do. That run defense is getting exposed. Dude ran for almost 100 plus. He ran for 100 plus yesterday. And he ain't know Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, Pierce was nasty yesterday, though. He is nasty for a rookie, but that's the weak argument that I'm talking about, that fans be like, oh, see, I haven't played anybody. That's why they can't – that don't mean nothing.
You're talking about Antonio like that? Why are you going to talk about Antonio or get the dude who just called in like that, man? He's got a weak argument.
That's what I just said, though. Like, it's all about, like, well, they haven't played anybody, so that means they can't be good. It don't mean that.
But when you're a good football team, and Sam knows this, and Jay, you know it in basketball, it doesn't matter who you play.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm good, I'm going to make you look bad.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. Because the Minnesota Vikings are a good football team. The Minnesota Vikings are sitting at 7-1. I believe that's their record.
It's their only losses to the Eagles.
Yeah, and it's their only losses to the Eagles. People outside of a handful think the Minnesota Vikings are a good football team. Wait, and they lost to the Eagles.
Can I ask you a question, Sam? Are the Packers a good football team?
No.
All right, so the Bills only beat them by 10 points. Like, does that make you think less about the Bills?
No. But before I get there, I just want to address our caller who is kind of on one. And I respect him, right? Like, he made a good point. Like, they ain't played nobody. But they have been battle-tested. I think they have. Going back to last year, remember, like, people, they didn't play anybody. All their wins against teams that had a losing record. But they learned how to, like, run the ball last year. Hey, if we're going to win, we need to run the ball. And we saw it in the Cowboys game at the end. And we saw it last night. There was almost like a switch flipped when it was like, man, offensively it ain't working. Let's run the ball. Now, Antonio makes a great point about, oh, man, well, the run defense isn't there. But it was there when it mattered against the Cowboys. They knew the Cowboys wanted to run. Cowboys couldn't run it. So, like, I get the point of they haven't played anybody. I hear that. But the whole battle-tested thing, I think what happened last year in the playoffs, the way they lost to Tampa Bay, the way they got, like, mopped, I think that's and Jalen Hurts was a quarterback. I think that's a battle test. I think the way that – go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say every team that they play is not going to be 6-2.
True.
Yeah, so it's just not the way to always be you're not playing somebody.
What about the run game, though, Key? What about the point he made about the run defense?
Their run fits have struggled a little bit. That's one of the reasons that – you go out and you try and get run-stopping defense alignment because
Jordan Davis is hurt right now. That's all. They got their run-stopper hurt.
Your run fits struggle. And that doesn't mean – and then you look at last night, as you know, Sam.
Yep.
You on a Thursday night, you're going against the Texans. You just kind of trying to get out of the building.
Yeah.
You might not play as sharp as – you know, at a point in time as sharp as you should. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, as I said, Jordan Davis out of Georgia, that big run stopper. That's why they drafted him, and he's not on the field right now, and they're still beating everybody. Their problem to me is sometimes it looks to me like they – take their foot off the gas a little in the second half because they got big leads, right? Like, that's a pretty good problem to have.
I don't think that so much. I just think so much. I think what I love the most about the Eagles is the way they can flip the switch. They can beat you different ways. They don't have to throw it to A.J. Brown every time. They don't have to have Jalen. They literally say, you know, we're just going to run the ball on you. And no one can stop it. That's what I like. And it's not a whole game. It's just when it matters. Boom, switch flips, and then that's what makes them dangerous
to
me.
Let's move on to the NFC North. Can the Packers come back and win this thing?
No. Not the way they're set up right now. Not the way that they're playing right now. Obviously, three-game losing streak. None of the receivers have stepped up. Some of the running backs who you've counted on have fumbled the ball, dropped passes out of the backfield. I get it. They're not receivers, but they've been counted to do as such. Defensively, they can get better, but I don't think they can come back and win the North. I think they're too far behind right now, and they're not that team back in, was it, 14 or so? Maybe it was later than that, 16, when Aaron Rodgers was like, hey, we're going to make a run.
We're going to run the table.
We're
going to
run the table, and they did.
Yeah.
So I don't think so.
They shouldn't even want to come back and win it. They should just get in the playoffs. Let's just do that. Let's just start there. Let's get the 6 or 7 seed, and let's try to go on the road.
But can they do it, though, Key? Can they get in the playoffs? I mean –
Can I ask yeah, can they I, get, I, what are they? What are they sitting right now in the 10th spot?
I think they're 10, but I mean out of like Tampa, like let's say Tampa Bay makes that run, right? Let's say Atlanta wins it. I mean, there's I feel like they're too far out.
The Giant. If you're saying the Packers are going to make it without winning the division, either you're saying the Giants aren't real, or either the Seahawks or Niners aren't real, right? And to me, I guess the Giants are your best hope that they kind of come back down to earth a little bit. They got to start winning games at some point.
See, they're in 11th.
11th.
I mean, I want to start asking a real question. I mean, are they a year away?
From what? Who?
From being a team next year.
Who?
Who?
The
Who?
Packers.
A year away from what? From Aaron Rodgers retiring?
Here's my thing. I didn't say what a year away meant.
A year away
you
from?
You take it from whatever you want to take it. Where do you? If I say a year from now, what is this team? Is it Aaron Rodgers retiring?
They're not a year. That's the opposite team of being a year away. That team is like, man, that window was – you have Aaron Rodgers, and now you gave away your best receiver, and now you don't have your best receiver.
You don't think Watson and Dobbs and these guys will be better next year?
Maybe they'll be better, but part of the reason, from my understanding, that Davante Adams left is that he understands that Aaron Rodgers was not going to be there long term. He wanted to be with a quarterback that could have him go get MVP numbers for the rest of his career, not just 1 or 2 more years.
You might want to rethink that decision based on what's happened so far.
Aaron Rodgers is out of there.
I was
thinking the same thing, Max. Yeah. I'm like, as much as I love Derek Carr, I'm like, well, I don't think he's going to be with Carr much longer. Yeah. You know how that goes. They start playing blame game in a minute, and the head coach will start blaming the quarterback. I can't win with this guy.
Could you imagine catching passes from Aaron Rodgers for those years and then thinking, you know what, maybe not anymore?
But I think
I can't imagine
his
that.
Reasoning, though. His reasoning.
I've never caught passes from Aaron Rodgers.
Who did you catch passes from, Key?
Don't get Key going down.
It's a long list, Sam.
I had two good, really good quarterbacks in Brad Johnson and Vinny Testaverde. They were good, but yeah, don't get me because I don't want to do this. Man, it's very painful.
You could have had a guy from Mississippi.
I made one of the most. I guess it would be a colossal decision, as people would say, in my career, when I was had the opportunity to go to Green Bay in a trade from New York to Green Bay, and I said, "Nope, I ain't doing it. I don't want to live in Green Bay, and I ain't doing it."
If you could do it again, would you have?
No, sorry.
Still too cold. Cold for Key.
Yeah, I'm good.
That is Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst. You can see him on such programs across ESPN platforms as This Just In at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Sam, I'm going to get that information to you, too.
I didn't ask for your information. I don't want your information. You could send it to Antonio, our caller. He would gladly take your information and do with it what he wishes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We were asking, is this the most talented Eagles team ever? Question Jay posed. But how about this for a question you could weigh in on? Who'd you rather build your franchise around? Tua Tagovailoa, who, when I was comparing him, hey, what if it's like Drew Brees? Look at Brees' career. There are certain similarities. He was compared to Brees, left-handed Drew Brees, coming out of college. Well, no, every time a quarterback starts slow, they compare him to Drew Brees. No, but there are more similarities here, and they keep putting pieces around Tua, and look at him now. Or Justin Fields, on the other hand, who has nothing around him, and yet, by dint of his competitive spirit and athletic ability, has kept them, until the Cowboys game, where they got waxed by just a much better team, he's kept them in games. Who'd you rather build your franchise around, Fields or Tua, Key?
Well, I mean, right now I'm going to build it around Tua because Tua's got the weapons. But if you gave Justin Fields Waddle and Tyreek Hill, then I'm going to go with Justin Fields.
That's what
he
we're
doesn't
asking.
Have anything.
So you're saying, what I'm saying Fields. You're saying Fields
you're saying
then.
Fields.
Well, I mean, I'm saying Tua today, and let's see what happens with Fields.
Wait,
tomorrow.
Key, let's back up for a second. Are you saying, is part of what you're saying,
I'm
correct me if
slick.
I'm wrong, no, but is part of what you're saying, sometimes when you surround a guy with the right stuff, he develops in a certain way.
Oh, absolutely.
And you 100%. Just can't take that for granted. It's not
100%.
Like, yeah, okay.
I could go down a long laundry list of quarterbacks if you want me to. I mean, just let's start in that same division as Miami, the guy who everybody thinks is possibly going to win the MVP. 2 years in his career, he looked like hot garbage. 3 years later, he's going to probably win an MVP and take his team to the Super Bowl.
But what I mean is not just because, right, but what, so in other words, the actual development as a player that you can't take for granted, it's not just, well, if you put these pieces around him, because of those pieces, now they'll make plays and he'll be good. It's that they aid in his development as a
absolutely,
player.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Jalen Hurts played last year, and he threw the same balls.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he's throwing this year. They look different to a lot of the eyeballs, but they're not factoring in. You got a developed receiver in A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. You have a developed receiver in Devontae. You have a developed receiver in the tight end that are now catching them, and it's easy. And I think if you look at these two quarterbacks, Tua's been very accurate in spitting the football out. And I think they both got two different type of games. And if Fields had some of the same tools around him that Tua had, I don't even think it would be close. Wouldn't even be close.
Bare bones, I'm taking Justin Fields, and I'm a diehard Tua advocate. Like, I've been pushing for Miami on this show.
Not that hard, apparently. As soon as Fields comes along, you're gone.
No, that's a weak way of looking at it. Like, just because you pick
one of
the...
Well, it's not a weak way of looking at it.
When people try to splice an argument by saying, which one do you prefer, that doesn't mean that you're not a fan of the other.
There's a guy in Wales taking your name down now.
I'm allowed to. Like, I can tell you that I like Justin Fields.
I'm allowed to. No, you're not.
I'm allowed to say I like Justin Fields if I were starting my franchise with him over Tua because I like more of a dynamic quarterback. But it doesn't mean that I'm not a fan of Tua and understand that Miami currently constructed can win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
But why does that apply to you? But when I say something like that,
because you start off the season saying you didn't like Tua and you don't like small quarterbacks.
I started off the season saying that if you consistently are trying to replace a guy, what does that say? That says that I haven't seen enough, which I hadn't seen enough. Now you clearly see more.
So you don't have to.
And you also have seen when he wasn't in there what they look like, and when he got back, what they look like.
You have an affinity for bigger, stronger quarterbacks.
Who they were trying to replace him with was Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson. Exactly. They weren't replacing with any Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Yeah. But they still was trying to replace him.
It was
they
Tom ain't trying Brady to replace, or Deshaun they ain't trying Watson.
To replace, they ain't trying to replace no Justin Herbert with no Tom Brady and no Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and how's that working out for Joe Burrow? Herbert right now?
Hey, can I tell you guys real quick before we take a call, can I tell you guys real quick how I see it? Because I don't think it's as simple as, you know, who would you build around starting right now? Because there are different points in their career. Tua has been brought along, has more experience in the game, was drafted later than Justin Fields. We don't know. When I say it's not just what they have around them in terms of those guys can make plays, but it's how they aid in their development as a player. If you took two kids, then they're equally smart, and one goes to City College and the other goes – or community college, rather, and the other goes to Harvard, then 4 years later, you would say the one who went to Harvard – would look smarter because they developed differently, right? It's the environment they're in that aids in the development of the player. And Tua is being developed right. I don't know that Justin Fields will be. He may be, but we have to see.
I know a lot of kids that dropped out of high school that are billionaires now.
But that's not the only measure of intelligence. Yeah.
I went to junior college and you went to Columbia. What does that say?
I think you proved my point. All right, Dave in Atlantic City. You're out with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
What does that
Radio.
Say? Like you said, Max is smart.
He went to SC, community college. Yeah, go ahead. I think of SC as much more than a community college, Key, but that's up to you. All right, Dave in Atlantic City.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, personally, listen, I think this question is not even close. It's Justin Fields all day and twice on Sunday. And here's the reason. I watched them both in college, watched them both in the pros. And I think we can all agree that Justin Fields had a lousy coach and lousy system to work with so far and before. And you saw just going into last year, there was so much talk about Tua, whether they wanted to give him the money, whether he was worth it, what can they win or not. They were talking about bringing quarterbacks in there. I watched him play against Dallas, Justin Fields, and you saw the ability of what he can do against an amazing defense with pressure and blitzing and stuff like that. And I'm just saying the fields aren't even as far as we're trying to compare them. But if you're trying to make a decision on who to build a roster around and who has a better upside, it's no question Justin Fields. You got to give him more time. I mean, Tua's got all these weapons now and all these other things that are just perfect for him. But when it was rough, he was struggling. They were thinking about what they brought in. Remember, they were bringing in Fitzpatrick, all these other things we just quickly forget. So I just think when you're talking about if you wanted to pick or choose, to me, Justin Fields has a bigger upside.
Sandra in New York. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, guys. You guys get me started in the morning. You get my day going. I love all of you. But you know what? I wanted to say this. I am a Bills fan. Go Bills to the Super Bowl. They're going to win it all. What I wanted to say, you guys just got named. You just got the name. Your billboard, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You need a picture. Keyshawn's perfect eyebrows, J. Will's nice long eyelashes, and Max, your
not my
beard.
Nose. My beard. It's not my nose, I'll tell you that much.
Picture for your name?
That'd be an interesting human being, wouldn't it? you have great eyebrows, Key. Apparently, your eyebrows.
Your eyelashes,
Jay. My eyelashes.
I didn't know you had long eyelashes. That's a thing?
I guess.
Good lashes. Long eyelashes is hot. That's got to have
Jay likes to bat his eyelashes.
You can't have little. Max, you can't have. You can't have small eyelashes, man.
Yeah, you can't.
Why do you think you see the girls get the thing? They get the
extension. You know,
are you saying Jay gets?
No, this is natural.
Running around looking like spiders.
No extra work. No extra work here.
Looking like
who? Eyelids heavy.
The spider. You know the ones running around looking like spiders.
Girl, you know your eyelids look tired. Trying to hold your legs up.
Jay, they be like this.
The lopsided ones. Oh.
Here's an important question.
They end up on your pillow, Key. What is,
guys, there's an important question.
What is on the pillow?
What is this on my pillow?
I hate to interrupt the frivolity. However, there is an important question, and it's causing international controversy. And it's stemming from this show. This is an international incident at this point. Is Keyshawn Johnson the biggest Tua hater in the media? There's international correspondence that says he is.
See how he's framing you, Key?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. It is time to play Take It or Shake It.
Friday.
And Pat Costello, why don't you do the honors? It is, by the way, Take It or Shake It brought to you by Granger. Go, Pat.
The Costi Man.
The Costi Man. What the hell? The Costi Man. That's the worst nickname of all time.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's why he gets it.
Thank you. Keyshawn is the biggest Dolphins hater in the media. Take it or shake it.
Take it!
Take it!
Take it away, Key.
Take that.
Shake it!
Shake it!
I'm not a Dolphins hater. Here's what I would say. I just had my reservations about what type of team they had with a new head coach coming in and a quarterback that they had been trying to replace over the last several years. And I understand they were trying to replace him with Tom Brady. They still were trying to replace him. I understand they were trying to replace him with Deshaun Watson. They still were trying to replace him. They're not trying to replace some of these other quarterbacks. And then I get put on this hater list because I'm not agreeing with everything that Miami Dolphin fans want me to agree with.
There is a tweet from Wales. Hey, Finn's receipts. My Wales. Buddy from Wales has a list of all people who have bad takes on Tua. Mm. And your name is on it. International intrigue. Keyshawn Johnson on a list of Tua haters.
That's a long list. They call a receipt.
Can you imagine some dude in Wales sitting there listening to takes about Tua and writing
them down? Names on there. I just see Bart Scott. I see Trey Wingo. I've seen these names, you know, guys in the sports business. It's a funny bit, but hey, at the end of the day, Tua's doing an amazing job. He's got his team where they need to be, and they're going to have to fight to get into the playoffs, and they're going, you know, we'll see what they got. I'm just being honest.
Nobody hears you talk about the positives. We don't live in a positive talking world. It's all about the negative, so.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if I was a Dolphin fan and watch Keyshawn Johnson in green and white run up and down the field and dominate the Dolphins back in his day, I would get mad too.
There's a guy in Singapore listening to all things bad said about Josh Allen or something too. Like, what is this whale sitting there? Oh, now Keyshawn Johnson said it. I'm going to write it down.
Is it not a Wales, Florida? Are we sure?
There must be some small town in Florida called Wales. All right, with supplies and solutions for every industry, by the way, Granger's always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. What else you got, Pat?
There's a Lake Wales.
There's a
Florida.
Lake Wales in Florida, yeah.
That might count. Yeah. Well, Michael Thomas, Saints wide receiver who was just placed on the IR and is likely to miss the rest of the season, will be on the Saints next season. Take it or shake it. Keyshawn.
Help me out with my odds, Key. I need to win money.
Texture.
What?
A little bit of both. I would say Take it.
Take it.
I love what did he say? Put you on one percent. Text him.
He said, I would say, yeah, he'll still be on the Saints next year. Although he hadn't played a full season in 2 years, he's got a dislocated toe that probably needs a little bit of surgery. I don't necessarily know that his season's over with yet. Maybe if they make a nice, strong playoff run, they, you know, get him back off IR and see where it goes from there.
See, this is why I don't trust the media, Key. That was a trap question. That's it. I don't trust Pat Costello. Trap question for you, Key. Mm-hmm. Put you in a bind.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question should be, does he want to be on the Saints next year? All that right. should be the question.
Key, does Michael Thomas want to be on the Saints next year? Take it or shake it.
Actually, the interesting thing about it, Jay, is he sent me a very interesting video yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to send it to you.
Thank God you
I
did.
Don't have it anymore. I deleted it. But I think one of our colleagues may still have it.
Uh-oh.
And I may have him send it to you.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What else you got? The Nets will win an NBA championship with Kyrie and KD. Take it or shake it.
Shake that. Shake that.
Shake it.
Are you guys is there anybody on our show, production crew in general, that thinks that this actually could happen?
No.
Can't happen.
I don't know if Kyrie will ever win another championship, but I don't think it'll be with KD.
I found myself wondering if, literally, even after his apology last time, like, is this the last time we've seen Kyrie Irving in the Brooklyn Nets uniform? Like, will we see KD moved at the trade deadline?
Remember when we were like,
I started asking myself those questions.
But KD being moved, but what about Kyrie being moved? What if Kyrie comes back and says, you know what, man, just – I don't want to be here. Get me out of here.
Take and Westbrook
what if we, you
and
know, what
and
if we a, out in the purple and gold just decide to make
put,
it work?
You gonna put Westbrook and Ben Simmons on the court together? Oh, nope. Hell no.
You gotta get rid of him anyway, Jay. You gotta get rid of you know how it goes, man, when you have fallouts with organizations and all of a sudden you suspending, you taking money out his pocket, you treating him a certain way. You know how players are. They like, nah, man, I ain't.
So Key, real talk, so y'all would I mean, look, the talent itself, the Lakers would take that deal? In a heartbeat, you think it would even be a question?
I think the Lakers would entertain that.
I think Kyrie with LeBron is a little different than Kyrie with
KD. Because the Kyrie-LeBron dynamic is probably different than Kevin Durant dynamic. And as I said to you before, the legends, the history,
the
conversations, the people wrapping their arms around him and getting him to conform to some degree – in understanding, hey, man, this is your last and final opportunity and chance. We bringing you, so to speak, we bringing you home.
I'm not sure Cap would want that, man. The Cap, man. I
understand.
I saw the article he just wrote about, you know, Shaq and Reggie and Charles Barkley and the stance he took on Kyrie. I'm not sure Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would be an advocate of bringing Kai to L.A.
Do you remember when it was like, when we were talking about Kyrie and this, and it was like, what's the next thing? Right? There's always something. What's the next? So this is not the last thing. There'll be something else. A team like the Lakers might think maybe we can squeeze a chip out of them before the next thing happens because LeBron has a different relationship with them than KD. They're less peers and more like LeBron is the big brother than KD, where it's as though they're just, you know.
Do you guys think the suspension was warranted?
We'll answer that question in 5 minutes, Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a tease.
Yeah.
Read the rundown.
All right, last one. Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl window has closed. Take her to shake it.
Shake it. I wouldn't say his window is closed. They're going through something right now, Pat, and it's something that they're going through is trying to figure out how to get their first win. If they get into the playoffs, you just don't know how this thing may turn around. If you ask me this question in week 13, 14, I'll tell you something different. But as of right now, they've got to get a win. That's all they got to do.
Yeah, I can't take that. I got to shake that. It may not be with the Green Bay Packers,
catch
though.
The ball.
Like, he may get a chip. Yeah, it may be with a different team.
That's how I feel about it, too. I wouldn't say his window is closed. Whether or not he gets it, he'll have a window because he can still play. The question is, where does he go next year? I mean, there are a lot of teams that would take Aaron Rodgers if he was available, right?
I wonder where he would go. Ooh.
Raiders?
Ooh. New
Orleans? Niners?
I thought about it. I was like, ooh.
Niners? Put Aaron Rodgers on the Niners?
Saints?
If Aaron Rodgers on the Niners right now, they'd be favored to win the Super Bowl right now.
Can't put him on the Niners, though. Can't.
Why?
Trey Lance.
Look, but you got to move Trey Lance for him.
Yeah,
that would be the idea.
Trey Lance. They're not going to move.
So Kyrie has been suspended for 5 games. Where do he and the Nets go from here?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.